Now, WUNC presents the All-American superhero in the never-ending fight for justice. It's the Jade City Pharaoh!
Folks, man, they really don't want it with the Pharaoh. When he wrecked his shop in the green paper barrel. See, son, it's bad, down to the bone marrow. Harold M.F. Jones, the Jade City Pharaoh.
In today's episode, Harold Jones gets the word on the street when he visits his favorite barbershop. Not all the news is good. The Mad Nabber's daring bank job right under the Pharaoh's nose is causing citizens to question his abilities. And the news gets worse for our unsuspecting hero.
I love the barbershop. Like most African-American boys, I got my first cut at age 2. And since that day, Saturday mornings, early, that's barbershop time. I haven't been in a few weeks, so I know I'm going to hear it from my barber and good friend, Paycheck, down at Platinum Cuts.
What it do, Jones?
How you doing, my man? Lots going on?
Rayshon making an announcement this afternoon.
Jade City, you? Carolina or Kentucky?
Hell, it don't matter to me. The boy's going to college. And all that driving to practices and AAU games finally come with something. He got some academic offers, too. I told him no books, no ball, and I stood up on that thing.
You've done a great job with him. Rayshon's always been on point.
God is good. Now, what we gonna do for you today, Mr. Pharaoh?
I was thinking about trying a frohawk.
With them goggles and that cape? You gonna look like a black pterodactyl. How about I take a little off the top and give you a nice edge up?
Why do you even ask me what I want to do with my hair? You cut it the way you want anyway.
My job just ain't cutting your hair. It's making sure you look better than you did before you walked up in here. That means I got the power to make all executive decisions with regards to your head. Dig?
All right. B and Shelton not working today?
B ran over to Big Shirley's to pick up a couple of sausage biscuits. Shelton's at the CIAA tournament.
I know those sausage biscuits are for you. You need to ease up on that pork paycheck. You know you have high blood pressure.
Dealing with a bunch of trifling customers while my pressure is high. The pork ain't never did nothing to me. Now look at your head. When the last time you been in here?
3 weeks.
Look like 3 years. You know you can't wait no longer than 2 weeks to come see me. Look like every nap in your head got a different route. Head look like it just hurt.
I've been out fighting crime, you know.
Don't give me that. You don't ever see Superman looking raggedy.
Metropolis ain't Jade City.
Now you got that right. Move your cape out the way. Now, real talk. When you don't catch this Mad Nabber freak?
I'm working on it, Paycheck.
Well, you need to hurry up. Headline in the paper the other day read, has Harold Jones met his match? I say, hell damn no. I bet B $50 you had that fool locked up in 2 weeks. And that was a week and a half ago. You gonna mildew a barbecue, Jones, because I needs my money like a pig needs slop. You dig?
God forbid my risking life and limb could cost you $50.
I knew you would understand. I got to cut at least 5 heads to make that money back if you don't catch this dude. Platinum Cut? Yeah, this Robert Weeks. What? What hospital? I'm on the way.
What happened? What's going on?
Rayshon. Rayshon's been shot.
Man, they really don't want it with the Pharaoh. When he wrecked his shop in the green paper barrel. See, son, it's bad down to the bone marrow. Harold M.F. Jones, the Jade City Pharaoh.
WUNC's Jade City Pharaoh stars Mike Wiley and was written by Howard Kraft with music by Stephen Levitin, the Applejuice Kid. Next week, Harold Jones races to find the man who shot Rayshon before more blood is shed. I'm Frank Stacio, inviting you to join us again next time for the Jade City Pharaoh!